More mail for the foundation.
Sorry.
That reminds me. Gotta call a plumber and have my toilet snaked.
What's the matter, Dan? Your date wear you out last night?
No, I was up all night burning the midnight oil and the Phil Foundation. In fact, for the last two nights, I haven't gotten any sleep at all.
Well, gee, Dan, if you're working that hard, you must be very dedicated. Either that or there's something in it for you.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And just when I was about to ask you to be a speaker at the Tri-State Legal Symposium.
Ooh, gee, that's a big deal. You know, last year, three of the speakers were ex-presidents.
The Phil Foundation underwrites their speaking fees, $500 to your favorite charity.
Well, gee, Dan, I'm flattered. I've always thought of the symposium as the one true forum for meaningful legal dialogue.
Actually, we have important people speak about that stuff. You're going to be the comic relief.
You mean I do gags? Well, it wouldn't be the first time. I really killed him at the transit workers' dinner dance.
Yeah, those tunnel cops think you're a regular red button.
Yeah, Dan, I'd be proud to do it, since it's for a good cause.
That's a great cause. That's why I've devoted so much selfless energy and time to it.
I smell a rat.
No, that's the special. Sardine pot pie.
Excuse me.
Hey, you're Bert Parks.
That's right. I'm looking for Bull Shannon.
Do I know you?
Bull, it's Bert Parks. You know, Miss America.
You were Miss America?
Well, you used to host the Miss America pageants.
Oh.
Well, I got a whole new gig now. I'm the spokesman for Frosted Neon Nuggets cereal.
You are? Wow, that's impressive.
Do you remember entering the Frosted Neon Nuggets, Little Tykes, Golly Georama sweepstakes?
I sure do. Entry number 186949.
That's right. You won the grand prize.
Whoa! That's wonderful.
I did? What is it?
It's your choice. Come in, come in, come in.
Let me guess. You're a neon nugget.
Hey, you gotta eat, I gotta eat.
Mr. Bull Shannon, the choice is yours. Which prize will it be? Number one, a brand new car. Number two, a summer home in Malibu. Number three, a trip to Paris, France. Or the mystery prize worth at least $200.
I'll take the mystery prize! Hey, everybody! I want a man's head!
No! You have won a toupee!
So did Bull get his rug yet?
No, the hair merchant's coming today with the samples.
Well, Bull's ready. He's out taking combing lessons.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
You okay, Dan?
Yeah. I just didn't sleep again last night.
Hey, man, that's three nights in a row.
Maybe it's something wrong.
I told you, it was just because of the extra work I've been doing on the Phil Foundation. One of the speakers canceled. Now, I have to give a speech myself.
About what?
Noblesse oblige, giving to those who are less fortunate?
Yes, an address that comes from the heart. It speaks of altruism, charity, and kindness.
Sounds lofty, Dan.
But better. I paid some night school geek $50 to write this for me. He who gives is a lucky man, for by giving, he gets to share the joy of the receiver. What did I get ripped off?
Mr. Fielding?
Yeah.
The name's Hampton from the bank. I'm here regarding a check for the Phil Foundation.
Oh, yeah, yes. Hi. Why don't we just go in here and talk? Charity never rests. What the hell are you doing here, Hampton?
There's a problem with this check. It's signed by you as the executor, but it's also made out to you.
No mistake. I'm filling in as keynote speaker for the symposium. That's my fee. It's all legal.
A $50,000 speaking fee?
Well, that's the going rate. I tried to get Churchill. He couldn't make it.
Churchill's dead.
But then he's out for next year, too.
Congratulations, Mr. Shannon. Your new Wimberly wig will not only change your looks, it will change your life.
Yeah, right.
Now, you seem cynical. Could you be hiding concerns for your own hairline?
Hey, bub, I got no problems with my hair.
So why do you wear this hat? Just as I thought. Your hairline is receding so fast it's leaving skid marks.
Judge Harry, listen, if you're going bald, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
Of course it is. Watch this.
No! Oh, my God, my secret's out!
Well, I think I've made my point. So which one will it be? We have all kinds. This is the you need to comb your hair. This is the hey, get a haircut hair. And this is the whoa, you got a bad haircut hair.
That's not much of a selection.
Sorry, that's all I brought.
Yeah, well, it says in the deal that Bull gets to choose any toupee out of the catalog.
Let's see the catalog.
All right. How about this one? The El Dorado.
Too much sideburn. How about this one?
The Shatner Turbo 2000.
No, trust me, you don't want that one. How about this one? The Shemp.
The Shatner Turbo 2000 is cultivated from the hair of specially selected donors. Then each follicle is individually steamed, pressed, and hand-woven by a team of craftsmen in Vienna.
I want one.
Mr. Shannon, the Shatner Turbo 2000 isn't for every man. You may not be prepared for its effects.
You heard him, Wimberly. He wants the high-end hair.
All right. I'll call Vienna tonight. But don't say I didn't warn you.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna go shop for a glass hat.
You know, this insomnia of yours is getting serious. Maybe there's some psychological reason for it.
Stow it, Sigmund. All I need is sleep.
Well, then try warm milk.
Well, try taking a cold shower and popping into a warm bed.
Actually, that brings to mind another surefire sleep aid I'm surprised you haven't thought of.
Way ahead of you. Take two of these. I should be in a coma by 12:30.
Darn. There's no salt.
Oh, I'll get you some. Excuse me, sir. Can I borrow your salt?
Sure, Christine. Something wrong?
It's your...
Oh, yeah. I just got it today. What do you think?
It makes a big difference.
It sure does.
I like it. Except ever since I put it on, I've had women problems. See what I mean?
For your looking at. I don't blame you. It's kind of good look. King.
Is that?
Oh, my God. For a minute there, I was actually turned on by it. I'm gonna be sick.
Maybe it's psychological.
Wait.
There's nothing wrong with my head. I'm a respected attorney and the executor of the Phil Foundation. Which, by the way, I am running in a completely legal and honorable manner.
Mr. Fielding, is your conscience bothering you?
What? Of course not. Why would you even ask such a stupid question?
Well, it's just a theory. Often when people do something they subconsciously know is wrong, they can't sleep until they rectify their behavior.
Well, great theory, Doc, but obviously it doesn't apply in my case because I've nothing to be ashamed of. Doc, listen, I have to give a speech this evening. Can't you just give me a shot or something to get me through the next few hours?
It's absolutely out of the question. Keeping yourself awake artificially can be dangerous. And if you don't get some sleep soon, you're going to become increasingly disoriented, even hallucinatory, and certain vital areas of your body may suffer permanent damage.
Which areas?
Your heart, your brain.
My head. Thank God for a moment I thought you said vital.
Hey, Dan. Dan, are you all right? You never got any sleep, did you?
I'm fine. What's the schedule?
I'm on next, and then there's dessert, and then you deliver the keynote speech.
All right. I'll be there. Okay.
Okay.
Knock 'em dead, boys.
You got it, Phil.
Okay. All right, okay. How many judges does it take to screw in a light bulb? Two. One to turn it, and one to overturn it. You're a beautiful crowd. But I see my time is just about up.
Thank you very much. Okay. We'll break now for dessert and to catch our breath and resume with our keynote speech. Thank you.
Tough crowd, Mac.
Bad joke, sir. Hey, Dan, you're up next. What's the matter with you?
It's Phil.
Get a grip, man.
No, you don't understand. He's... Clem, come here. He's not talking. Say what? Must have been one of those momentary figment things. He's not talking, of course. He's just a picture.
I'm real.
Dan, buddy, you gotta see a doctor.
I did. He just babbled some nonsense about my conscience and how if I didn't sleep soon, I'd get brain damage. What a quack. Harry, would you mind not breathing fire on me?
What's up?
Well, Dan says Harry's breathing fire on him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, Ross! Look at all the spiders you let in here!
I guess I showed them.
Whoa.
What are you staring at? Cut him some slack. His whole family was killed by insects. I'll take him outside so he can get some air.
Get lost, sister. You aren't in his league.
Come here.
Excuse me. Make it fast, Christine. My bevy of babes awaits.
Well, this isn't like you.
You mean this isn't like the old bull? Well, this is the new bull, and he's out to stud.
Well, I hope you're not going to let that thing make you vain. You've forgotten you have a girlfriend, Wanda? These women don't care about you. You could be the biggest creep in the world, but they'd still want you just because of the way you look.
You think so?
I know so.
Wow, I must be even hotter looking than I thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to unforeseeable circumstances, Mr. Fielding will not be delivering the keynote address.
No!
Sorry.
I can't just that speech. I want that fee.
I'm here.
What happened, Ross?
He broke away. He's the first man since high school to find my ticklish spot.
Good evening. He who gives is a lucky man. For by giving...
Spider!
We've got to do something.
No. Let him work this out.
For by giving, he gets to share the joy. Share joy. Actually, I once shared a joy. Or was it a Joyce? She was... I was
strolling through the park one day. It...
About the Phil Foundation, it was created to help people, and you know what? I feel I'm doing a damn good job helping people. Phil. The Phil Foundation, I've done a damn good job. I take care of the poor. I take care of the sick. I take care of my home and my husband. He's gone. Oh, God, he's gone.
Hiya, boss.
Boss, huh? You gotta tell him the truth.
I did. No, I mean, I did.
Tell him.
No, listen, no.
Tell him!
I lied. I cheated. I stole money from the foundation. I made a mockery of your charity. It's tearing me up inside. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry.
All right, let's get him out of here.
Phil, I'm really sorry, listen, but, you know, I can do this job. I need to do this job.
I know. That's why I left you in charge of the foundation. But, boss, you gotta try a little harder.
I will. You forgive me?
I forgive you.
He forgives me. He forgives me.
Sure, he forgives you, Dan.
We all do.
He's gone.
Come on. Let's go home.
You're with friends. You'll be fine.
Yeah. I know. I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Can I help, Dan?
There's a tarantula eating bull's head!
Hey, looky here. Finally got some sleep, huh?
Like a baby.
Yeah.
I had four dreams. I was naked in every one of them.
Nice to have you back, Dan. We were concerned about you after your breakdown yesterday.
What breakdown?
During your speech. Don't you remember you apologized for misusing the foundation and you begged Phil to forgive you?
What are you talking about? Phil's dead. Why would I be begging his forgiveness when I didn't do anything wrong? Hey, here you go. What the hell am I doing? Keep it.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, hi, boy.
Hey.
Hey, you couldn't repair that toupee, huh?
Oh, Dan didn't hurt it. The Shatner Turbo 2000 is indestructible.
Well, then what happened to it?
Well, I thought about what you said, Christine, and I realized I've got a great thing going with Wanda. I didn't want to get all swell-headed and ruin the best relationship I ever had.
Good for you, Bull.
Yeah, but, Bull, that toupee costs a lot of money. You didn't just throw it out.
No, I gave it to a needy friend.
Please, please, girls, girls, one at a time.
Sit Down Comedy with David Steinberg air every Wednesday at 10.
I can't believe it.
Can't wait? Then check out sneak previews available now only at TVLand.com.
I've never seen anything like it.
I thought it was beautiful. Go enjoy.